Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style and 16 Style Types.
And I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe and 16 Style Types. And today we want to talk about authenticity and developing an authentic style. And this is such an interesting thing to think about. And all women are on our, we're all on our own individual journey. And we want to share with you a few ideas that you might have, a few stops, a few places you might look at in your own journey to develop your authentic style. But I think the overall message is that it is deeply individual. And there isn't a formula, this plus this plus this, and you get to your own authentic style. And I think probably one of the key elements of developing an authentic style is around identity and who you are, and recognizing that clothing feeds our sense of identity. It's actually a continuous feedback loop, that what we wear tells us something about who we are, and then who we are informs how we dress. And this can be a process of trial and error and discovering who we are. And you know, it comes out in statements like this: "That's so you." We recently did a professional evening for people who are interested in this topic, and one of the pieces of feedback from one of the groups, an exercise we did, was when people say to me when I'm wearing something, "That's so you," it really makes me feel good. And it makes them feel good because they're authentically dressed. There is a congruency between who I am and how that's being expressed to the world, and that is so powerful.
And what's fascinating is the people who say, "Well, it doesn't matter what you wear." If I said, "Okay, fine, well, let's pop on, a sailor's hat and a Chewbacca outfit and some moon boots," they might have an issue with it because it does matter. So as much as they think it doesn't matter, they're still making a decision, and they're still actually making a decision about putting their clothes on every day.
And even at a simple level, if we were to swap clothing, we would feel differently.
Yes.
There's just no question about that. Wherever you are now, if you're in a public space, just pick somebody and imagine wearing their clothes and what that would do. You would feel differently wearing somebody else's clothes. And this is why it makes a difference when you go to an interview, whether you're wearing a bathing suit or a power suit. Yes. It makes a difference. It makes a difference to how you feel, first and foremost. And it also makes a difference to how you're communicating. And to me, this is so obvious, but there are still people who rail against the idea that what we wear and how we're presented should influence and impact the relationships we have, the interactions we have, the outcomes that we get. And I just want to acknowledge and honour that this can be a journey for some people. Yes. To recognise that style does matter, that clothing matters.
So, there's lots of research, which we won't go into right now, that says it does matter. And hopefully watching this, you've got an interest in it. So you probably realise at some level it matters. But what's interesting, it's about that, so when we're authentic in our style, there's an element of identity. Is this me? And this is why, you walk into a department store and you look around at what's there, and you probably look at 90% of the stuff or more and go, "Who would wear that?"
Yeah.
And it's because it doesn't relate to your personal style.
Yeah.
Yet somebody else will love it. So there is that. So that's where that identity piece comes in, where it's kind of learning about who you are and therefore how you want to express that through your clothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's really important. That's part of that authentic piece, that if you haven't got that, the rest will never fall in place and you'll never feel confident.
Absolutely. And this is why we have found that style essence precedes style expression. They are related to one another. They are part of the same style equation. But when you know what your style essence is, your style DNA, who you are, then that informs how you express yourself. And the expression part is very dynamic. It's alive. But the style essence part has a little bit more stability to it in terms of the core of who you are, your core self. Actually, our belief is, based on our research and the model that we use, is that does not change. But the expression of who we are is informed by many things. Yes. It's informed by our context. It's informed by our lifestyle. It's informed by where we work. It's informed by our
culture and family. And friends and all those things.
And then you add in the important things about colour and body shape and all of those kinds of things. That's an important part of the puzzle, because we've all had that feeling of something not working, and it's about one of those elements. The colour isn't right, or the cut just is, it's too off. Structured, yeah. Or it's too loose, or it's too quirky, or it's too striking.
Yes. So you've got those physical elements, and then you've got that essence element. And I think this is where, when you can marry both of those, that is where you get the joy. And it could be that if you have a more pragmatic style, that it's something, it's simple, it's understated, it's uncomplicated.
Yeah.
Now, you might, with that sort of style, look at other people who have a more exciting, more vibrant style and think, oh, I wish I was that. But when you know that your style essence is simple and uncomplicated and understated and, you know, elegant in its own way.
Yes.
And it makes you feel confident and comfortable. Then that's when you can go, I can let go of feeling like I should be something else.
Yeah.
And I think this is the thing with the media. The media, the mass media, there's an awful lot of I should be, could be something other than I am.
Yeah.
And this is where, you know, but you might discover you've got a more quirky style essence. And so then being able to go, well, I've been avoiding that because other people don't do it. To then actually go, you know, I'm going to enjoy that because that is me and it feels truthful.
Yeah.
It feels right.
Yeah.
And then actually being able to bring in more of the quirk.
That word truthful is really, really important. What is true for me? And this is the congruency piece.
Yes.
When you've never had it and then you get it, it can just envelop you with this sense of relief that finally it's okay to be me.
Yes.
And also that being me isn't as weird or as unacceptable or whatever it is pejorative that you've put to being you. And that is so powerful. If you've always thought that there's been something wrong or missing, to recognize that it isn't, oh, what a gift that is to give yourself.
Yes. So when you're thinking about what's my authentic style, understanding what's at my core, and then how do I express that? You know, how do I do that in a, you know, physical way? But that's when you'll get that true feeling that what I'm wearing is a great expression of me and I'm comfortable in it.
Yeah.
So there's a mental comfort as well as the physical comfort of like kind of moving it. But there's always that, you know, that when you're comfortable in your clothes, this is when, you know, what I always want for people is to get up, get dressed, get out the door, looking and feeling fabulous.
Yeah.
And so when, you know, you can't feel fabulous if you're not feeling authentic.
Yeah.
So it's that, and then I want you to forget about your clothes. I want you to stop thinking about them and enjoy and be in the present moment, be in whatever you happen to be doing that day.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, fussing about what you're wearing or thinking that I'm not quite right. Yeah. Because that's actually taking you out of experiencing the world.
Yeah, and I guess a final word I would say about authenticity is it is very different, certainly for each of the 16 style types and for every woman aside from that. What is authentic for one style could be being the chameleon, that I change up my look, that there's a great deal of variety, that I'm dressing to impress, I am managing the impression that I'm making. That can be authentic and real for that person.
Yes.
And what we have found is there are others for whom nothing could be further from the truth. The idea of dressing to impress anybody is anathema to them. It feels manipulative and not real and not true for them, and that is also authentic for them. And that's what's so beautiful about that idea, and I guess 16 style types, is that it recognizes the different forms of authenticity. There is no one way to be authentic.
And for sometimes, you know, for somebody, it could be today I want to dress like a pirate and tomorrow I'm going to be a princess because this week's pee week and like I'm having a little game with myself. And I'm going to dress, you know, you know, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that either. So it's really about finding what it is that works for you.
Absolutely.
So that we're not giving you a this is how you do it in a one size fits all approach. It's all about finding the way that works for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'd love for you to tell us what authenticity means to you. And if you do know your style type, what relationship you draw between that style type and your living of that style type and authenticity.